Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 17 of the Ankeny Fanatic Rodcast on this 17th day of October. I guess we didn't plan that, but maybe we'll only go 17 minutes. No, I wouldn't count on it, though. But we got the normal gang here tonight in my basement. We got Tony Rhodes and the star of the show, Rod Brannon. How are we doing, guys?
Good.
I'm good. I guess after 17 minutes, then I could talk.
Yeah,
but this is called the Rodcast.
Is my mic coming through there, Dan? Can you hear me good?
We can hear you good.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, got a lot to talk about, and I think since
you got notes tonight, I'm impressed.
Yeah, because it's that time of the season where we've got two games left in high school football.
Oh, you're going to talk about the
and I'm going to talk about something called the RPI.
Yeah,
and I'm looking at this week's RPI, Dan, and I see that we got Bettendorf 1, Pleasant Valley 2, Liberty 3, Linmar 4. There's a whole bunch of teams that really haven't played anybody.
Wait a minute. Those are the top four?
Yes. In the RPI.
Wasn't Liberty 2?
I'm not just accurate.
Well, today's it's Liberty's now 3, by the way. I'm looking at, I just printed this off before I came.
That's interesting.
And we've got Linmar now at 4, and they are 6-1, so there's been 7 games played, so I've got to feel that that's pretty. They got Valley 5, Dowling 6, Johnson 7, Iowa City High 8, so there's 5 teams that have played nobody. Southeast Polk, Sioux City East, my God, they got them at 10, ahead of Centennial and Ankeny, who's 13. Sioux City East, they played Southeast Polk, they only got beat 48-3.
Okay, before you go any farther, where did you pull this from? Because I'm looking at the Iowa High School website. This is what they have. They have Bettendorf, Liberty, PV, Valley's 4, Dowling's 5, Linmar 6. So okay. Where did you pull it from?
The Iowa Boys site this afternoon.
Oh, and maybe it's, well, I mean, I just called it up right now. So, I mean,
That was this afternoon.
Huh.
The other one I looked last week, they had a Tumwa up higher, but they're 22nd in this one. Where they got a Tumwa there?
They're 13th.
Well, that's the thing. This is wrong then, because I looked at a Tumwa because I was going to totally bash on a Tumwa today.
Go ahead and do it.
A Tumwa plays Ames, who's, seriously, they're terrible. They're terrible.
I'm getting old.
And they beat Ames in a very close game. And then Atoma plays, who they play around here, because I didn't pull them up, because they played somebody around here that was really good, and they just got destroyed.
Oh, yeah, they lost to Waukee Northwest by about 50, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're ranked 13th?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, come on. Let's put a little common sense in this. Sure. I mean, we're going to have somebody like Ankeny High School, Waukee Northwest. One of these teams has a good chance of not making it, and they would mop up on about 6 or 7 of those.
Well, the good thing for Ankeny and Centennial is that they both control their own destiny, and they both probably only need to win one more game to get in, which they should. We'll see how that turns out, but they should get in.
Is that just because like Ankeny gets a lot of credit or points for having just played Valley versus whether they win or not?
Right, and they've played a bunch of other really good teams,
right,
too.
Right, so, yeah, but from here on, and the last team they play is not very good.
Cedar Rapids, Washington.
Yeah, okay.
So, as I understand it.
I actually have to take a work call. Oh. You two.
That sounded like a... It sounded like a Darth Vader type thing or whatever.
But yeah, as I understand it, yeah, if Ankeny loses this week, if they beat Washington, they'll get in. And the Jags just can't afford to lose twice.
I know, but seriously, when you see that and you see these teams that like, I mean, I pulled this up and I don't know how it could be so wrong, but Atumwa I saw before was 13, and I was getting ready to like do my hammering on Atumwa today. You know, and so, you know, my son, Jackson's, his fiance, her name's Macy, her brother plays for Ames. And they've had turmoil this year. I mean, the poor kid is their starting linebacker, and he's a big kid, and they moved him to center without any, basically, you're going to be center. And so, got one practice, played Centennial, and they about beat Atumwa, and they've won one game. And, you know, I'm looking at this, I'm thinking, how can... You know, this is ludicrous. You know, there's going to be maybe Waukee Northwest doesn't get in. Look how good they are.
Well, I'm guessing after this year, they might make some adjustments somehow, either with the schedule or with the RPI. You know, because a few years ago, they adjusted the how they did things so that some of those teams, like the Des Moines Metro Schools, wouldn't have to play like five games against Dowling, Valor, or whatever. And that made sense because, you know, you don't want those teams to get beat up by all the.
I agree with you.
But now we have this year like Ottumwa where they play all those city schools. They have this great record, but they really haven't played anybody. So, yes, they might get in with like a 7-2 record over a team like that's 4-5 that beat them by 50.
Yeah, I'd like. I mean, if Centennial Ankeny end up being, will they take 16 teams in?
16, yeah.
If they're a 16 and they're like a, well, they wouldn't be a 1, but, you know, I mean, I'd love to play them. I mean, that's it just blows my mind. I look at that and I'm thinking, man, and yet those four Eastern Iowa schools, you know, again, granted, I mean, obviously, Liberty's good. They just beat Ankeny, what was it, last week?
Yeah, by 8, yeah.
Yeah, and Ankeny's really good.
Yeah, and with where the rankings are right now, if the playoffs started today, they would have a rematch, and Ankeny would take that in a second.
They'd oh, 100%.
Because they felt like they let that game get away. So,
but, I'm just looking at it, and it's just like, man, they should let us vote. They should let the Rodcast decide these. I think that's what they should do next year.
I agree with everything you guys said. You know, he's in the back. All right, Dan, I just made another observation. I know I wasn't in there using the bathroom. I was really seriously taking a call. I doubt with one of the Danettes, you know, take a call during, right, during right. Dan Patrick. Anyway, so now I noticed the toilet paper thing. That's got to be your wife. She has that little design that you see in the hotel.
Let me go on a limb here.
That little arrow.
Do you guys have somebody that comes and cleans your house?
We do.
There.
She may have done that.
Because ours does the same thing. Her name's Yegra.
Oh, my gosh. And, I'm impressed.
And you know what else she did yesterday?
I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
I was making my bed, and my mattress cover was in the dryer. She finished drying it, put it on my bed, and made my whole bed for me yesterday. She comes every Wednesday. It's one of those little things in life that make me smile.
Well, I live on the south side, though. We just take care of our own house.
Well, I thought you were talking about the type of toilet paper because, we have to get a certain type.
No, I don't. I have no idea about the toilet paper. But I was smiling as I was talking to my coworker there. Anyway, okay. We got the football playoffs all figured out then?
Well, I found out that my sheet that I printed wasn't.
What is it then?
I just got it off their site.
Is that high school meth usage?
It's not even the Betts report. But
who is Centennial's last two games?
They go to Northwest this week, which is a big game for Northwest because if they lose, they're out. They have to win to have a chance to get in, and then Centennial hosts Urbandale next week. So.
Okay, and then what is Northwest's record right now?
I think 3-4.
Same as Ankeny's, and the Northwest is they're a good team.
Yeah,
I mean,
I know they didn't start out really well, did they? But they've improved, or am I not? I think Wonky started out like a ball of fire, right?
Yeah,
they did. Yeah,
but I didn't think like maybe I remember that Wonky got Northwest pretty good. Or anyway,
but yeah, I'm just it's. You know, this it's so hard over here. This is such a hard conference, you know, and I looked at, like, who Bettendorf played. I mean, gosh, they played a bunch of just terrible teams, you know. And at least here we're playing, you know, fairly, you know. I mean, Centennial's had, kind of a break because we had Roosevelt, who's one of the better Des Moines schools, but obviously isn't CIML caliber. And East is not good at all. But Ankeny, they've played a gauntlet of.
Yeah.
I mean, their schedule, does it say, is it number one in the state?
I didn't check this week. I know the week before, I was fourth, I think.
I can't imagine having three harder schedules than that.
Yeah. Yeah. They're right up there. I mean, yeah, with the teams they played, for sure.
And even when they go out to the East, they're playing their best schools.
Is that overall all teams, Dan, or is that by class?
By class, yeah.
Yeah.
But maybe West Hancock had really had a tough schedule this year.
Yeah.
The Brit Fighting Hobos, yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty good up there. You can just ask Mike Kelly about that, you know.
Oh yeah.
And Rich Ziegler, who was one of their star tailbacks and linebackers, that'd be my brother-in-law, played up there and got the Cooley family up there. So yeah, they got some great. But this is going to be a really interesting next 2 weeks. I mean, Dowling's got a huge game tomorrow. Dowling Polk. I mean, because what's Polk now? Are they above 500?
I think they're 4-3.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
And they just moved back into the rankings because they were, a week ago, they were the first team out.
So. I know.
So they must have had a little bit easier schedule, being that they were 4-3?
That was part of it. And they had lost to Sioux Rapids Prairie, which hurt them because Prairie's not above 500, I don't think.
Oh, so I got you.
But, yeah, but, I mean, Ankeny, they've just had a gauntlet of a schedule. I mean, and then, you know, we've got that going on. We got volleyball going on and Centennial and Ankeny. Both girls are top four, correct, Dan?
Top three, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's.
That's usually year in, year out, isn't it?
Yeah. It's pretty impressive. I've got a lot of ninth grade volleyball this year. My granddaughter, Chloe Stinson, plays in the ninth grade team, A team. And I've got a lot of ninth grade. And I'll tell you, when they play Ankeny, those are excellent games. Although Ankeny's got them in every one of them, so I'd say Ankeny's got a really good ninth grade team coming up. Yeah, I mean that'll be coming up. We got state in that, and before you know it, we're going to have basketball.
Yeah, and speaking of volleyball, we got Ankeny Christian ranked number one in their class too. So yeah, we're going to have probably three teams at state. I'll probably just live over in Iowa City for the week. So
well, yeah, you're going to be busy. Maybe Tony and I'll come over and we'll
favorite community.
Yeah.
Well, isn't it in Cedar Rapids or is it in Iowa City now?
It's actually in Coralville at that
XL Center?
Extreme Arena.
And you told me that's a great place to watch it. Is what you told me. Is that correct?
Well, it is. And that whole area is really nice because they got a bunch of places right around there. Places you can stay, places you can go eat and drink. Yeah. So,
yeah. So when did it move to there?
It's been a couple years now.
Oh, has it?
I think they did it because there was some renovations going on in Cedar Rapids, but then they just decided to keep it there. So,
yeah. It's,
And then didn't they do girls wrestling there?
They do. Yep.
Yeah. Dan covers it all, and you know, like if we're going to keep the football theme going, we just went to high school. Let's take another step up, and you know, you're a pretty big Cyclone fan, so you got to be riding pretty high.
They're having a good year.
Yeah. I mean, I was pointed out that they're in the top 10 in basketball, men's, girls basketball, women's basketball, football, and as Mike Fontana pointed out, top 10 in wrestling too. I just don't think they could get the pie chart to get all four in there when I looked at it because I was trying to figure out how to get that in there. But yeah, they
did you come up with that pie chart?
It looked like three spheres. I'm going to call it a pie chart. Oh,
but you didn't create that, did you?
No, I just looked at it. I just saw it there. I mean, I wasn't.
I thought you were.
No, I just read it. You know, Tony's been in London. He's still in London time. Tony, Tony's kind of had a pretty good stint here. His wife, Jana, who's going to get wife of the year, in my opinion, got some tickets to go up and see the Reds play. And they're like the Cubs. They've been just a little struggling this year. So Tony goes up and they play the Twins and they come off the struggle bus. I think they put up 9 in one inning. Yeah. Sees that and then goes and watches his Vikings play the 49ers. Probably might have been home dogs in that. I don't know.
Yeah, they were.
Oh, yeah.
And won handily. Goes to London.
Saw that Jefferson play from way upstairs, and it was a thing of beauty.
Yeah, it looked good. And he goes to London and sees them just beat the tar out of Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, which really, really hurt my feelings badly.
Well, it was a last possession pick, by the way. So
I said beat him.
I know.
I mean, he was hit hard in that game and often.
Yeah, that didn't bother.
Yeah, it was very enjoyable for me.
They got our guy too a few times.
Yeah, they did. They, and then you know, Dan's of course a Chief fan, so they're playing great and. My poor Dolphins are 2-3, but, you know, if they can get a win this weekend, they'll get us back to 500, and then we get maybe Tua back, so we got a chance.
So you're saying there's a chance.
I think there's a chance.
To replay that first, that last broadcast, because I think we had you in the top 10.
Well, back then I thought we were going to be, but, you know.
I'm just giving you credit.
I'm going to be honest. I thought this team was going to be really good this year, and they've not been. They've had. They supposedly they've got the most players in injury reserve of any team so far this year, but they're losing their quarterback. They just couldn't overcome it.
You're not. Are you going? Were you at one time going to the game this weekend? Or you?
I was, but I'm not going to. I'm not going to go over and watch a backup quarterback play. I've seen enough backup quarterbacks in my life.
What about Chargers?
Charger game. I'm not going to the Charger game. I'm going right now to the Ram game, and I'm going to Iowa UCLA. And
maybe it never was a Charger.
It was the Dolphins Rams.
Okay, my bad.
Which is a team I've never seen play before, the Rams. But they play in the same stadium, so. But I was really thinking about going to Indy this weekend, but I really don't want to see. I've seen a lot of backups in my life, so a lot of them. I know.
Well, the Vikings got a big game this week. Do you think they're for real?
I do think they're for real. I've seen them play in person twice now, and I've seen them on TV. And the competition, for the most part, has been good. They don't give up big plays. I think that's the key. As do the Chiefs. Chiefs defense does not get enough credit. But their defense really keeps them in games, and they have enough offense to play with anyone. So I do think they're for real. I don't know if they're going to make it to the Super Bowl. I don't think they're going to finish the year undefeated, but they're a lot better than I thought they'd be.
They're actually very fun to watch. I don't know if the Jefferson. I don't. My play of the year for you guys was. I think it was a game you were at against the 49ers, and it was maybe Addison, the receiver. But he kind of threw a back shoulder over the middle to take him away from the linebacker on third and like 14, and it was.
It's was either like, Addison or Naylor.
It was Naylor. It was. I go. Wow. That was a thing of beauty.
That was big.
On the NFL Network, I was listening to them talk about really what a pedestrian year Patrick Mahomes is having so far, and the fact that they said made a bonehead play in about every game, but they said, you know, he's lost a lot of weapons, but they were basically saying the MVP of their team is their stud defensive player, you know. He is the real deal, man. That defense is they're good.
We all know Mahomes is just a game manager anyway.
No. I think he's the best quarterback in the NFL, but they were just saying that he's not playing.
You're absolutely right.
And that's what's scary.
Yeah.
You know.
He tends to play about as well as he needs to. When they need him to do something crazy, he will. Yeah. Otherwise, the defense does its job.
He's pretty amazing. I mean, we'd all like to have him on our team. I mean, that's pretty much a given. He's like the Tom Brady from 10, 15 years ago. Iowa had a big win last week.
Before we move to college, let's talk about tonight's game. Tonight's game will be fun.
It's going to be a great game. Riley's going to be moved. Riley Moss, of course, for you, all you out here, Centennial kid, and from Ankeny. And I'm going to say it because they've said it out there. He's the first white cornerback in the NFL to start in 22 years. First one with a pick in 22 years. And last week, Pat Surtain went down on the first play of the game. And I've seen this happen a lot this year where they're hitting their heads on the turf. And I don't know why. When Tua got hurt, he just lowered his head. But I don't know why they're not, truthfully, all wearing that Guardian helmet. Because I think that could have maybe helped Surtain out. And he's out again tonight because of that. So Riley's going to move over, and he's going to have to cover their number one receiver.
Which is who? Do you know? I don't know my Saints receivers.
Olave's hurt, though, isn't he?
He's out.
Yeah.
So it'd either be Rashid. Probably Rashid.
Yeah, because Olave is out.
Some guy named Bubba.
Does Olave have a concussion, too? Think about it. There's so many of them. I mean, I've got these two on my one fantasy team, and Tony's got them both. But, you know, you had the Giants receiver out with a concussion. He's been out for two or three weeks.
I got Harrison, Neighbors, Olave on various teams.
Yeah.
All concussed. Yes.
And then the other one that I have that you have is the receiver for the Texans, and his wasn't a concussion, but he's on IR too.
Yeah, Nico Collins.
I mean, there's been a lot of big injuries, you know. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to watching Riley play tonight. I'd like to see him get a pick six. That'd be special.
Probably just a matter of time. He had a few of those in college. So.
Yeah, his pro football focus, his grade is like, he's got a top five grade right now in all the cornerbacks in the NFL. I mean, that's just not the broadcast. That's people that are actually grading him. And, you know, last week before he got the pick, they threw one down. And, I mean, it was one of those back shoulder. He was all over the guy, 100% clean, and just went up and highest point and knocked it away. And it's like, man, that's pretty cool. So it's pretty neat seeing a kid excel at that level in the National Football League when he's at his position, the only one in 22 years to do it. It's pretty cool, you know. And to those guys on Twitter 5 years ago, I still know who you are, that said he was washed up and stuff, that I retweeted back a couple years ago. This didn't age very well. Yeah,
right. You're keeping your receipts, aren't you, Rock?
Yep, I've got my recipe cards. I still remember Link. From the University of Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Bastard.
Yeah, I remember when Riley was a freshman and he got thrown into the fire, and like I think it was Purdue that was just throwing at his guy like every down, and he probably gave up, you know, 10 catches that game. But you know, hey, he was a freshman, and but
that's a great story.
He goes on and gets the Jim Thorpe Award for the top defensive back in the nation. I mean, they just don't give those away.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and I'm going to talk, speaking about giving some things away too, I'm going to make a little prediction. Tony mentioned that I thought the Dolphins were a top 10 team. Still could be. Don't think they're going to be. But I'm going to make a prediction right now. I think we've got a chance. A chance. And this is of seeing the Knicks, not the Knicks, but seeing the Bullsworth a winner. Named after the Arkansas player. I think it goes to the person that started on as a walk-on. You mark my word, Easton Miller is going to be a force to be reckoned with at Iowa State. And he might end up being a Bullsworth Award winner someday, because that kid, redshirt freshman, and is making it happen already. He's going to be a good one. Got to give another Ankeny kid a little shout-out there, right. You know.
Yeah, and then Jameson Patton had a big pick last week for Iowa State in that win. And so
it's cool, man. All the, you know, a lot of these Ankeny kids, you know, JJ got in the game the other night and against Baylor, and he actually Easton played full, I'm gonna call it fullback. They handed it to him twice. He had 7 yards rushing.
Who did?
Easton Miller from Ankeny.
Oh.
Damon's son. Just a unbelievably great family too. But it's pretty neat, you know. And but yeah, you're right. You know, and you look at like last week, Iowa State. There, I mean, I even know who that running back was, Harley from Minnesota. And it was Sama this and Sama that. And this guy comes out there and gives him some salama, man. He was unbelievable.
Carson Hanson. Hey, okay, I didn't know Carson Hanson from his. He was well. He was a pretty good, highly rated.
Three-star.
Not a highly rated, but, I mean, he got a player of the year or something up there a couple of years. I heard that while I was up there.
I think he might have been a two-time player of the year, to be honest.
Yeah,
with
that's what I...
Yeah.
I
don't write Frank any fanatic. I just read it. But I think, you know, maybe he... But I'm just telling you that he came in and he ran Maine. Maine.
He runs hard.
He actually looked like Natrone Means business where he was running back in the day, man.
Oh my God!
Remember Natrone Means?
Yes, I do.
He ran hard.
Chargers, right?
Yeah. But it's pretty neat, you know, watching these, you know, all these CIML kids, you know, do so well at these schools, you know, and hopefully Tony will have your tight end back pretty soon too, you know.
Yeah, there's a chance he can play this week, T.J. Hawkinson.
Yeah, another great.
Sheraton, Iowa.
Yeah,
great. Well, you started to mention Iowa. You got your Iowa Hawkeyes shirt on tonight, along with your
name tag
there. So we can remember who you are. Do you think that Iowa win last week, is that going to turn their season around?
Well, their season was never in the – I don't think it was ever in the, you know, the shitter. I mean, they played a good Iowa State team, truthfully. I think kind of gave it away at the end. I mean, I think they could have won that game pretty easily. And, you know, I don't care who you are. Not many teams are going to go into Ohio State and not come out kind of embarrassed. I mean, so, yeah, they scored 40 points. I mean, you know, the highlight of the game to me was I went up and watched some ninth grade volleyball up at North Polk. And then my wife and I decided we're going to go to get a bite to eat. So we went to the oh, the Tap in Polk City, the Polk City Pub. And we're sitting there, and the Iowa game's on, and at the corner of my eye, I see this vision, and it's a guy dressed up as King Tut.
He's all over the place.
And, you know, I thought, oh, my God, Kathy, that's King Tut. And, you know, most people... most people don't know it, but we had a really great friend who was Tony's roommate for, I'd say, at least 3 or 4 years.
That was half my college.
After college.
Yes, we roomed afterwards.
And his name was Doug Westholm, and at Tony's parties, which were epic. I mean, trust me, if you've seen Animal House, they put nothing... I mean, trust me, it was every bit as epic. And anyway, Doug...
Never had a horse.
Doug would get... No, never had a horse or shot a horse, but you did throw a couch off the third story before.
Kids might be listening.
But we made sure it was safe. But the deal is, Doug would dress up as King Tut and get on this spool that you'd put wire in that had carpet on the top.
Yeah.
And he was dressed in a robe with a King Tut hat on. And for 5 minutes.
In a robe.
Doug was in his element.
Oh,
I mean,
my God.
He was
the best.
Everybody loved it. And when he would go Tut Tut, I mean, it was like a rock star.
He was made for
everybody.
That.
He was just made for that. Yeah. And I looked up and I saw him because we lost him a couple years ago. He also was the big bass drummer in the band, the boomer, and he'd lead it off.
Yep.
And I looked up and I go, oh, my God, it's Doug Westholm. And, of course, I wasn't at home, so I couldn't back it up. So I sent Tony a message, and he was busy out beating his son and Wyatt in a game of golf with Tim Jennings, which I still can't believe they won.
Jake, for the record, because Wyatt wouldn't want to say that it was Jake.
But I did find out that Tim played out of his mind, what I was told.
Oh, he did have a sore back.
Yeah, he was.
He carried our team.
And he said in the rare event that he made a bad shot, somehow Tony pulled something out of his behind is what Blake told me. Right? It was even ugly, and it just worked out perfect. But anyway, I told Tony, he goes, I recorded it. I said, well, somewhere in the third quarter, and sure enough,
I found it.
Did it bring back a flood of memories for you?
And the guy looks
similar to
better defined, we'll call it, young Doug Weston.
But I'm guaranteeing
if you glance.
He could not have got up on that spool and had the Doug, it was like Freddie Mercury singing. I mean, the whole place just went, and there's, and everybody tried to intimidate it. Mike Clef tried to do Coming to America. Dan Westholm tried to do To Be Square.
What's the matter? Well, yes, a matter of participants, but yeah.
But nothing was like King Tut.
Nothing. Nothing, I say.
No. But anyway, I kind of got off on my little college story, but it was...
Yeah, you did.
That was a great... That was one of the best memories of my life, watching Doug do King Tut. And
He would get... He would tell stories, though, when he was walking around the campus. Hey, aren't you King Tut?
Yeah.
he would come home with us once in a while. I would just love... Yeah. We'd all die.
Oh, yeah.
Because they'd come to our parties and saw him. And,
you know what? Don't you wish you kind of had a camcorder so just for once we could just see how many people... I mean, we were talking about it last night. How many kegs? I said 7 kegs. Is that...
It was only 6.
Okay. And people said...
Not every time 6, but... More often than not.
Cameron told me there was no way it could be that many. I said,
I've had many people tell me that's, and it's not.
I said,
it's a fact.
And the next morning.
We purchased them, we know.
And the next morning in the apartment, because everybody back there, even if it was warm, you wore blue jeans, there was about 2.5 feet up where your butt cheeks would be, a blue streak all along the wall from everybody's butt cheeks against
Dan
it.
Dan came to those parties. He knows.
Oh, there times. Yeah, didn't the floor about give out one time?
Well, we don't know, but
I don't know.
We had cool neighbors. Our neighbors.
How did it not give out?
I don't know. They had to have.
And how about the balcony?
I know. We had to, because you had not long after that was a couple of those Chicago balconies collapsed.
I mean, I don't know how someone didn't. I actually had a roommate get arrested at one of the parties, too, but we'll leave it at that.
So we had a keg in the kitchen, and we had a keg on the deck.
Yeah.
So we were running two at a time. So, I mean, maybe he's not factoring that in, but... and we'd usually go to 4 in the kitchen and 2 on the deck.
Yeah. That'd be 6 kegs.
Yep.
And I heard there's 128 pints in each keg.
There was a line for the and
so that'd
the
be
bathroom
like,
had a
that'd
line.
Be about 700 pints.
whatever your math is, I'll just go on death.
But I tell you, that's kind of like what these Iowa Staters are going through now. Is, I mean, we're down there. I mean, my God, we were ranked number one in football. Our basketball team was top 10. Our women's field hockey team was fantastic. Wrestling was number one. Women, we set the record at the time for most people in a stadium when C. Vivian Stringer came. Yeah. We filled the arena, which was the first time that was done in girls basketball. That was a pretty good time to be a Hawk.
To answer your question back that you originally asked Rod a while ago, because you answered, I'm not saying you didn't, so don't give me that look, Rod. But I thought, yeah, I really did not see that Iowa win coming over Washington like that. First of all, I think Washington's a pretty good team. And then I was in Yankees just took the lead, by the way. I was in London when Iowa and Ohio State played, and it was a night game. So, where was it? Was it an afternoon game? Was it a night
game? It was a morning game or afternoon. Yeah, 2:30.
2:30. Yeah. Okay. So, that's right. So that's 9:30 in London, if I got it right. 8:30. But we couldn't find – nobody has it on. Hmm. So I had to watch updates on my phone. So I didn't know how well they looked or anything. But I
– they looked about like the score.
I was hopeful that they would be a little more competitive. And then after seeing them play before I left, who they beat.
Didn't we go up and did we play Minnesota pretty good up there?
Yeah, yeah. That wasn't bad. Yeah. But I still wasn't. It was a good second half.
Yeah.
All right. I thought I actually would have picked Washington going in that game. I was surprised they won and won going away. So I do now have hope for a decent season, but. I don't know. I'm going to have to see a little more consistency out of the offense a few more games like that before I'm going to become a believer.
Well, with their schedule, too, I mean, what, they got Nebraska and Wisconsin left? I mean, there's no great teams left, right? I mean, Nebraska's 5-1, but
yeah.
I mean, there's no guaranteed loss on there, is there?
No, I don't think so.
No,
not at all. I'm surprised. Like, I think their line started out this time, what, 6.5, and it's down to 5, maybe, at Michigan State. But Michigan State, they're not that good. They turn the ball over a lot, so I think that's kind of working.
But maybe is Iowa State, are they going to be an underdog in the game this year?
I think the only game will be at Utah.
Yeah.
And if they keep winning, they may end up being favored there too.
So. Yeah, Utah's lost their quarterback.
Right, and they've lost a couple games.
I don't know if he's supposed to come back this year or is he out for the year.
Sounds like maybe he's out for the year.
He's a pretty good one.
I'm just saying, though, I mean, you know, they could run the table.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I mean, last time they were, this was 1938, you know. Rick Dobish likes to think that's when Tony and I started at Iowa. But he's really not very funny, if you get right down to it.
It's in my second year.
But, no, it's yeah, it's just been a, it's been fun in football this year. You know, when your NFL team isn't playing well, it's and not only not playing well, it's like I kind of feel like me and the Luchas with the Cowboys. I mean, our teams aren't not only playing bad, they're just hard to watch, and it's hard to watch team you like play terrible. But and the Cowboys are playing terrible right now. I mean, they might be the most disappointing team in the NFL. What do you think, Tony?
Yeah, but I know they've had a lot of injuries, but yes. I don't know what they thought they were going to do with the running backs they had. I mean, the receiving core got weaker.
I know.
So, I don't know. I don't know whether they thought Mike Zimmer was going to wave a magic wand.
Remember, for week one, he was the talk of the town.
Yeah, oh, I know.
You know, I mean, yeah, he was the talk of the town.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Look at Mike Zimmer's defense.
Assistant coach of the year.
Now they just call it Mike Swiss Cheese.
They've had a lot of missing a ton of
they are
in the secondary, and yeah,
it's, you know, it's hard to play, you know. But you know, then again, maybe some of these teams, you know, should have passed round, you know, maybe should have drafted a cornerback like Riley Moss in the third round and not let him go in the fourth. You know, I mean, he's going to show all these
Cooper DeJean in the first.
I mean,
first overall.
Yeah.
Is he playing?
He's been hurt. I don't think he's playing yet.
Well, he got a sack last week.
Then he's playing. Okay.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
That's a team that's, you know, I'm going to throw something out. I had my list of teams I thought were the next coach fired. And right now I got even money. I think Doug Peterson is on a really hot seat in Jacksonville.
He's going to win this week, though.
Okay. Why?
I just think he will.
Okay, well, he's on a super hot seat.
Who are they hosting there?
I don't know, but
they're hosting a beatable team.
That seat is hot.
In Germany, I think.
And is it the Patriots, maybe? Or?
Yeah, something like that.
And Mike McCarthy's in a hot seat.
Well, not according to old steady Jerry Jones.
Who else do you think's in a hot seat?
The guy from Cleveland.
Yeah, oh, my God. How are they sticking with Deshaun Watson there?
If that's truly his decision, then he's going to be on
the team. I mean, and Jameis Winston is
maybe he's being told to do that.
Jameis Winston is a good quality football player and was well-liked down in his last stint in New Orleans. They loved him there. You know, I know he had some growing up to do, but, I mean, he's a...
You think they'd massage his way in there.
Yeah. I know. I mean, you think Robert Kraft might want him to go down to the sun-sized massage, but
Sean Jeff Watson.
But can you believe how bad he got? He's terrible.
He's not what he was.
No.
Some people don't come back from injuries, though. You know?
Yeah, I just wonder.
Andrew Luck comes to mind.
Yeah. And what about what about up at Pittsburgh? I mean, Russell Wilson's is a, you know, I mean, is he got anything left in the tank?
Might find out this week.
Is he starting?
I think he's supposed to.
Wow.
I think that's what...
It'd be hard for me to set down Fields.
Yeah, I know, but either way, Pittsburgh's not putting up 30 these days. No. They've been like that for quite a while now.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys mentioned McCarthy there a minute ago. I forget which radio show I heard this on, but do you know what his first job was? Like, kind of like his first real job out of college or whatever? It wasn't in coaching?
Podcast.
He was like, he worked in one of those toll booths, like on the exit ramp. So he had to sit there like all day. And on some of those exit ramps, like if nobody gets off, he'd just be sitting there all day. Can you see him sitting there? Just
yeah.
Wow.
And I thought that was funny.
Ever heard him talk? His voice doesn't match his look.
Yeah.
I guess I'll say.
And I kind of like him. I think he seems like a great guy.
He seems like I agree. We're just demolishing these crackers and cheese, by the way. Dan, so
these were leftover from the Jen's party the other day. So,
but no, I mean the next broadcast is going to be a ways down. Who's going to win the World Series, Tony?
Well, let's talk about that bet. Do you want to talk about it?
We called it off.
Oh, isn't that convenient?
Oh, like months ago, Brent said, I don't want to do it. He's the one that said it.
Well, we didn't hear anything about
it. That's all right. But, well, you can ask him.
Jeez.
I told Dan that. I told Dan quite a while ago.
Anyway.
I tried to tell him a couple weeks ago there was a good bet for him, and it was, based on the odds, but now it's not looking so good. But.
Well, he called it off months ago. So
right.
So I am hoping anyone but the Yankees, but
no.
What's the score of the game?
4-3 Yankees.
Yeah.
I was hoping to somebody would be getting a round of shots for us at least, you know. $500. We're not 20. They got 500.
Well, last time I was there, I bought shots for Kelly.
I know. I'm just saying. Why do you think you were going to lose? You still got Guardians, sorry. And
he's the one Mets. He said, I don't want to do it, is what he told me. Okay. You can ask him. So yeah,
I'm
yeah, but no.
What about that? You want? Never mind.
That's fine.
It's broadcast.
But yeah. You can't say bad things about me in the broadcast.
I know.
They can always say
my. Wait till I put this son of a bitch down. Though.
Put it on my back. But no, Rick Harvey over here.
I'm right here.
It's fine. Anyway, I do want to throw one last thing out here. So. I lost my uncle here a couple weeks ago, my dad's brother, great guy. His name was Uncle Mike. I didn't realize it, but everybody in the family, they're enough years apart that my dad is 88, Mike was 80, and my Uncle Steve is 74, 75 now. And so...
I think I know this story.
So what's your name? They were all red. And this guy goes, well, I know red, and you can't all be reds. Well, they were all called reds, but anyway... 1982, I go back to Barrett, Iowa, in Coon Rapids. I'm at my grandparents' house, and we're talking about going to the bowl game. because, you know, back, and all the kids do spring break now, but Tony will tell you, we never did spring break. The only spring break we ever did, we went down when Tony got his tickets by calling into the rate to the you had to call in to get tickets to the NCAA tournament when that was the year that that NC State beat Houston, because Houston was in our
region. We made that long southern trip to Kansas City.
So that's where we went. But we didn't do spring break. We did bowl games. You know, I hate to say it, my friends at Iowa State didn't get to go to any bowl games back then, but they came with us. But we did this, and my uncle just got a brand new Winnebago. And by the time Thanksgiving's over, I talked him into renting us his Winnebago. And because it isn't like I could pick my cell phone up and send Tony a text, hey, I got a Winnebago. Are you in? I just said, well, we'll take it. And I was just trying to think, how many of us went down in that thing? Was there eight?
I thought there was seven of us that went down and eight came back with spits.
Okay.
That's what I think.
Okay.
I don't know. I think that's right.
Okay.
But did it be eight and nine?
Did Jay Fifield go on that trip?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think he.
Rich Donnelly?
Two car peach. I think yes on Rich Donnelly.
Okay. Okay. But I'm going to tell you.
Who else?
Well, it's okay.
There's Hoagie.
Hoagie and Marty Howard.
Hoagie was inappropriate. And Marty Howard.
Trog.
Me? You?
You? That's five with that
Rich,
there.
Rich and Blaine? Was Blaine there?
Blaine had to have been with us.
Because I remember there was some of those guys playing cards, I thought.
Oh. But anyway, it was cold. It was cold. I mean, it was the coldest Gator Bowl in the history. You can Google it. It was 13 degrees out. I mean, I looked at it as recently as a week ago.
Coldest I've ever been in a football game, and I went to the last game in the Met where
it was so cold, and that wind blowing off the ocean, cold. Anyway, we're down there, and the only reason we even kept it close was because it was so cold, because Florida was just loaded with NFL players. But they had Charlie Pell, who was a cheater, and he got fired the next year. But true story. And so we're in this motorhome, and we had to drive through the Appalachians on the way down there, and it was like icy, and KCCI is on TV. My mom's all worried that we're going to wreck my uncle's motorhome. And
Carl Reinert was on that trip.
He was on the trip. Carl Reinert was on the trip.
Anyway.
And, yeah, Flipper.
We'll figure this
out
off air.
So, Mrs. Hogue, Dima, great lady, says to my mom, they worked at the phone company together. Well, Kay, just how much experience does Rod have driving one of those RVs? We're already on our way to Florida, by the way. And she says, well, him and Tony drove it back from Norwalk.
Only one of us did.
And this is the days, truthfully, you know, none of you younger people listening to this knows what it's like to have to actually pull a Rand McNally map out and go down the Pennyville Parkway. Yeah. You know, and we, you know, do this trip, and you know, and then coordinate it, and not get lost.
Yeah,
and have your friends not get lost, and then try to hook up with Spitz after a game who've rode back with us.
I love reading maps. I loved it.
But you know, and the deal was you couldn't drink until you'd driven, and that, we stayed by it. And if you drove, you got to pick the music.
Yeah.
And so Brad Hogue had like the 2 a.m. slot.
Oh, God.
And he put on some
study tunes.
And it was the most loudest, obnoxious crap I ever heard in my life. Oh, my God.
Who sings that song, I'm Flirting with Disaster? It was a Molly Hatchet and stuff like
God.
That. Oh, my God. It was
and it's like, these are some, I got some study tunes on.
What do you got there? Oh, I study with these two.
We have their cassettes and, you know, a cassette player.
And, Led Zeppelin. And
But we, you know what? We did a great job. And I tell you, we got down to Jacksonville, and we spent New Year's Eve down there. Well, that next day, the Dolphins were playing the Seahawks in the playoffs. And I was lobbying to get everybody, let's drive another 4 hours down the interstate and go to the Dolphins game. And I got outvoted 8-1, 7-1.
We told you to rent a car, though.
Yeah. So
even though it was your, really, technically, it was your motorhome. But.
Yeah, but I couldn't pay for all that gas.
I know.
Oh, yeah. It was fun, and I mean, I remember we went to some bar in Daytona, and I think Brad Hogue met some quality woman that night, if I remember right.
Could be.
Yeah. Anyway.
I neither confirm or deny that.
But it was but we got home, and, you know, I washed the RV. It looked great. We had one little thing broke where a table goes in, and it was like a $20 part. I stopped it, and we weren't even screwing around when it broke. It just somebody hit it, and it snapped this little piece, and I stopped. And they go, oh, it's simple. It's four screws. We put it in, $20. So I think it cost us each $2 a piece to fix that. We divided it up, and what's classic as us is we had the motor home, and we got one room wherever we were, so we had a place to take a warm shower. So we used that room, and then some people slept in the room, and some people slept in the motor home.
I was going to say, was there enough room for eight of you to sleep at that
time? No, but, I mean, that was part of the reason why we were all keep college. I mean, yeah. We were trying to save money.
We did it for like a couple $100 a piece the whole trip.
Yeah, because the Peach Bowl, which was, I believe, the year before.
It was the year before.
We, two cars and hotel rooms, and we were piled into the hotel room.
Yeah.
I think there was two.
There was two.
Like, we had a sweet thing that was
adorable. And my Peach Bowl thing was, we were at this outdoor, like a Ramada Inn or whatever, where, you know, the doors on the outside, they got like the hallway there that's outdoors, and it was concrete. Well, Tony had got this sheet and got his spray paint to make our sign, and the signs said, Peach Bowl has the best two stations, CBS and Larry.
That's a great memory.
And when we pulled the sheet up, it had bled through under the concrete. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I did hang it in the...
You did, yeah. And then on the way down, we stopped to get a room in Nashville, and Tony and I went in to get the rooms because, you know, you couldn't do it ahead of time. I mean, you know, we just saw a hotel and we stopped.
You don't have cell phone.
And or, you know, or we didn't even have credit cards or any of that stuff. So we get in there, and Tony came out and told me, and he goes, what do you think, guys? Tony goes, well, and we were in two cars. And Tony goes, I got bad news. What's going on? He goes, there's a big Conway Twitty concert going on tonight, and all the rooms are sold out. And they go, you got to be kidding me. He goes, yeah, I'm kidding you. We got a room.
That wasn't very popular with
us. Oh, but I tell you, I'm sure everybody that's out here has got their stories, but those were two fun bowl games, weren't they?
They were.
Yeah.
And what? We beat Tennessee?
Yeah.
28-22, I want to
say. Yeah.
And lost to
Florida.
Florida 10-7?
Yeah.
10-3?
10-7, because Tommy Nickel, our pooch punter, got a punt blocked in that game. You have to have a good pooch punter. Ask Hayden.
Yeah, yeah.
You have a pooch punter.
Yeah.
And then Kevin said, oh, yeah, just have Tommy go tell it to all of his frat buddies, because he was mad at it, because he wasn't a big Tommy Nickel fan, because he was in a fraternity, all of his frat boys. But anyway, that's what we got going on. Hopefully next time we talk to you in the podcast, we'll have...
When's that? January now? What would that be?
Oh, we'll do it in December.
Oh. We'll have
by some, popular demand, yeah. I'm guessing.
We'll next time we'll talk some basketball then.
Bring some stats. I'm going to bring some stats next time.
Well, the thing is, I just printed these today, and they're not right.
I know.
Look, you know, I wanted to be prepared.
I love it.
I was getting ready to hammer on Atomwa, and then they weren't in there, and so I didn't even pull up their crappy games. Atomwa.
I'm impressed that you came prepared.
Atomwa.
For your own rodcast.
It just...
Here's an idea. We'll do the next rodcast on my birthday. I turn 60 on December 29th, so it's a Sunday.
All right.
Yeah.
Might have a few beverages that day, so...
NFL games.
You know what, Dan? On your birthday, I'm gonna go out. I'm going to find you some beers you've never had before. Some IPAs.
You might have to look pretty hard.
Well, yeah. He usually has them here in the...
I'm going to get him something he's never... I'm going to get him something he's never had before.
There's some Coors Lights in there. Though.
But anyway, hey, if any of you need insurance, we're still selling.
There we go.
We're still selling. We're still open. Unlike a lot of companies, we haven't pulled out of the state of Iowa. And, you know, we had a big tornado on the 21st. I can tell you right now, my client with his gigantically beautiful house moved into his brand new home just last week. His neighbors, who are insured through Liberty Mutual, are still waiting for the adjuster to show up.
Attaboy, Rod.
And it's pretty fun when I put my shelter insurance sign with my pretty face in the front yard. And she asked, a poor lady said, I have to look at that every day, and it makes me mad because our company didn't take care of us. I said, well, I didn't want to say it, but sometimes you sometimes you pay for what you get. And we'll just leave it at that. With me, I'm like Bill Reichardt because I'm here. And I own the store.
You got to give it.
And those sales are over final.
Well, is Bill Reichardt, they got to come up and tell you for the drink? Is that going to be?
Oh, you know what? If, yeah, Bill Reichardt, that's a good one.
Okay.
I like it.
Let's go.
Reichardt is Reichardt, the clother on 42nd. That's the key word, Reichardt.
May he rest in peace.
Yeah, the great Bill Reichardt, who was actually named MVP of the Big Ten on a team that didn't win a game.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Kevin always told me that. True story. Yeah, I was named MVP and they didn't win a game. That's how good Bill Reichardt was. We'll leave it at that.
And then I had this last cracker.
How is Spitz doing, by the way? I think I tried to get a hold of him several times for that all-time team. He never responded. He doesn't like publicity, does he?
No, he's kind of a hermit, so he's doing what all hermits do. He's going to move to the mountains. He bought a lot up in Walton's Mountain. Seriously, it's like an hour outside of Atlanta. It's very beautiful, but I guarantee there's snakes and stuff in there. I just know there's going to be snakes.
Is he retired?
No, but he can work from home, and
yeah,
and, you know, and
I just didn't know why the move. He just, well, if he's working from home, I guess, well, it really doesn't matter.
Well, here's the deal: they bought this, they rented this place that's right next to the ballpark where the Braves play.
Yeah,
and it was temporary, and they've been in it for 3 years, so
yeah,
they've been in a 2-bedroom with Kevin for 3 years, and they've got like a 120-pound dog too.
Oh my!
So yeah, so I think it's, you know, I think they're going to still keep that because they want a place that's close to the airport for Natalie when she flies in and out, and one of the boys is going to live there. But they're going to be moving into a nice house. So,
well, good for him.
Well, hey, let's go go Jags, go Hawks.
Go Riley.
Yeah, go Riley.
And Mikey.
I'm going to just tell you right now, I think Atoma still stinks.
All right.
There you go.
Thanks, Dan, for hosting us.
All right. We'll be back next time.